This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is the Tullamore Dew Orange Bowl Preview Show.
Could I offer either of you two gentlemen a wee jolt of Irish whiskey to usher in the new year?
The Oregon Ducks and Texas Tech Red Raiders are set for a morning clash in Miami for the Orange Bowl.
Denson is deep. Ball was blocked on the turf. Picked up and touchdown Oregon off the block punt. Lamar with a touchdown. Was that Purchase who blocked it?
With Andy Dirk Johnson, Anthony Newman, and Jason Sukanik. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew. When it's tailgate time, it's Tully time. On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back, Cam. One more hour to go. Well, less than that for us today. Orange Bowl Preview Show brought to you by Tullamore Dew. When it's tailgate time, it's Tully time. Editor Johnson, Anthony Newman, Jason Sukanik hanging out with you.
They make a delightful rum cast finished Tullamore Dew.
That's the go-to.
Is that it right there?
It's got the aqua blue label. I'm just saying.
I like that.
It's if you're looking for something a little different, it's a nice little change.
It's a good look.
I hang out with the Tullamore Dew guys, maybe a bit
too much. They're good people.
Well, I go down every year to the Kells puts on the smoker on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yes.
The big boxing match.
Yes.
I may end up at the Tullamore Dew table for the last, I don't know, way too many years. Shout out Jason and the Tully guys. We like to have a good time.
Dude, this is fantastic.
The Tully guys are good. If you get a chance to hang out with the Tully guys.
Tell them I'm waiting on my bottle. I need my bottle and we're good to go, baby. I got to get after it tonight.
All right, I'll make sure.
Before my 9:15 bedtime.
Like Irish whiskey, I can make this happen.
Okay.
I can make sure we get a nice.
It's a good thing to wake up to on game day, too. Put a little coffee, get going in the morning.
Trying to wake up.
Trying to get, you know, yeah. Make little cobwebs next morning.
I'm rubbing my eyes.
I got 9 a.m. football tomorrow, man.
My new crew over here. It's my first time working with you guys. I got to bring some gifts.
Take care of the people.
Let's go.
Keep bringing them.
I asked the question earlier, deal or no deal on the Oregon, some storylines going to the Oregon-Texas Tech game. Let me ask you guys this one. Deal or no deal, can we take anything away from bowl games anymore? Non-playoff games. Because this is not like the growing...
Have you watched a few of them?
I've seen a handful of them. Like USC didn't have hardly anybody playing, but their quarterback was playing. Yeah. TCU had more guys, but their starting quarterback wasn't playing. But people are now using this to like, hey, you know, where's this SEC homerism coming from? Yeah. Tennessee loses. Vanderbilt lost to Iowa. Like, the SEC's been horrible in bowl
like
season.
Two and six, two and seven.
Michigan
like
and Texas are in a dogfight right now. It seems like most guys are playing. I don't know enough about their rosters.
Texas lost their first three, or their three starting running backs.
Well, that hurts. Yeah, but Arch is playing and Underwood's playing, and so I don't know. I have a hard time with it. You use it, I think, if it's an argument that fits your narrative.
Yeah.
Like, you'll still use it, but I have a hard time putting a lot of stock in it.
I think the question is, do you sit there and watch the whole game?
No.
Not even close.
I have not watched a single
like a bowl game.
Start
you know, sometimes these bowl games are big. You watch them. But now, do you watch a game? Because you look, you just said it. The quarterback's not playing.
Yeah.
The starting quarterback's not playing. The starting middle linebacker's not playing. They lost all their secondary. why am I watching this?
And then everybody in the after, if your team loses the game, you say, well, our guys weren't in the game. We didn't play anybody. Because Tennessee tried to do that. Then Illinois is like, we had the Big Ten leader in sacks. He didn't play. Our two best offensive linemen didn't play. Our wide receiver, you know, it's like, well.
Excuses are like, you know what.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, yeah. Look, if you're going to talk S and you're going to go out there on the field, ultimately you go with what you got.
Yes, you do.
And yes, it's yes, like that's do. Like injuries. Well, our guy was hurt. Okay, well, you still played the game.
Yeah,
does that make
right.
you feel better that you lost?
Right.
So I played in three bowl games. I was 0-3 in bowl games. Can I tell you that those bowl games had my attention every time?
Yeah, maybe. You were there physically.
I was there. Yeah. I would say bowl games are a lot of it are about who wants to be there, who takes it seriously.
True.
And,
that's
you know, that's the one thing. It's my favorite part about football, right? I'm not a basketball guy. I'm not a huge NBA guy. And one of my problems with it is the effort. And what I love about hockey and what I love about football is that if you don't put forth effort,
you
don't get beat. You get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
And at some point, if you don't have pride, if you don't have a little, you don't have a little something, you don't just get embarrassed. You physically get mauled.
Right.
And so I don't care who's out there. That's who we have to go. Take some effing pride. Go out there and prove it. And you get your ass whipped. You get your ass whipped. I don't want to hear who didn't play.
Yeah.
You're the SEC and you want to run your mouth and talk about how great you are. And I say every year, the SEC is the toughest league. Right? It's the deepest team. It's got the best, you know, recruited. It's got the most money.
Talent
I get
profile,
it.
All
talent
that.
Talent profile.
Yeah.
I get all that.
Yeah.
And I can say that. But you can't get to there and say that it doesn't matter when we get our ass kicked, but it matters if we – I promise you, if the SEC had won seven of those games, we wouldn't hear the end of it.
No. You're right.
So, you know, at the end of the day, go out and prove it.
Yeah.
And you didn't prove it. You lose you lose these games. I look at you and I say, dude, you ran your mouth, and when it push comes to shove.
That's right.
We're all big talkers until someone starts throwing punches.
That's right. It's
and then
talk.
You know, so that's
all that, talk.
Does it matter? I don't know, but I think talk. It makes you look like a bunch of paper tigers.
Yeah.
When you run your mouth, and then when it comes time to play those other teams, Illinois beat you. You know, it's Illinois is not a great team, but I'll tell you what, they're better than the team that you said was a top 25 team all year.
Yep.
You had portal guys. I had portal guys. Okay.
Figured it out.
Yeah.
Tennessee finished the year, by the way, without beating a team
single.
With a
yeah.
single team with a winning record.
Yeah.
FBS team. I think they might have beat an FCS team with a, but like a FBS, it'd be a single one all year with a winning record.
I got Diego out there telling, you know, F the Heisman voters. Well, you went out and played and guess
and
what?
How to go against
you
Iowa.
Lost Iowa.
Yeah, couldn't beat them.
It's kind of funny, you know, maybe what, 5 years ago when they had the Pac-12. You would hear the Big Ten people arguing with the SEC group. They were just going at it all the time, going at it. Oh, you guys can't. Yeah. And now we're part of the
Do you
the
feel a part of it? Because I
yet.
Do it sometimes, but then at the same time, I'm like, I don't care if Iowa beat Vanderbilt. That does nothing, you know,
not
makes
yet.
Oregon's strength of schedule look good. But what does that matter at this point? We're in the playoff.
Not yet, because, we're still way over here in the West Coast.
Yeah.
We're still way over here.
Yeah. I still miss it, man. I still miss it.
I do. Yeah. Well, that's what we started with.
Yep.
That's what we know.
It's my whole life, man.
So it's hard to say, that's my conference
Go
now.
Nebraska. Go. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Big Ten legend Anthony Newman?
Big Ten legend, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're going to go to the Big Ten Hall of Fame?
No.
Big Ten legend
Put him
Anthony
in.
Newman.
Put him in.
No.
We have Joe Harrington every week, and it always pisses him off because I call him Big Ten legend.
Yeah.
What's up, Big Ten legend? You and Big Ten legend Joe Harrington hanging out with Big Ten legend Matt
Leinart. Haven't they done that with some of USC's players where they've like put him into like they've done honoring things with USC players? Everybody's like, they played in the Pac-12. Matt Leinart, what are we doing,
hey,
man?
Well, I would like to point out I'm a Big 12 All-American.
You are
now.
Big 12 All-American.
There you go.
That's right.
Take it.
Fourth team Big 12 All-American or third. I remember whatever crappy organization. All Big 12, baby. Big 12 legend.
Oh,
that's right.
No, I'm all Pac 10.
Pac 10, not even 12.
I'm not even 12. I'm all Pac 10.
Go back in the
okay,
day.
Okay, so let's get it straight.
Well, at least it wasn't Pac 8.
Pac 8,
you're going too far back.
Come on
now.
Right.
Hey, don't go too
Jesus.
Far. I'm not that old. Come
God,
on.
Top rope.
Come
on.
I was the first ever Mountain West All Conference Center.
Hey.
Boom. I was there at the invention of the Mountain West.
That's right. West. What was BYU before then?
The WAC.
They were in the
WAC. Oh, that's
WAC
right.
The
WAC.
Western Athletic Conference.
So when they won their national championship, they were a WAC team?
They were a WAC team.
They were a WAC team.
You want to talk about the
what
worst.
What a wild
You want to talk about the worst national title of all time. And BYU fan gets so pissed at me. But I like my Cougs. I love Kalani. But again, I'm a realist. I'm not a honk for anybody.
Right.
That is the most fraudulent national champion in the history of the world.
Based on schedule, who they played or
teams?
They
went undefeated.
Yeah.
I do not think they had a win over a ranked team at the end of the year. And I think the team that they beat in the Holiday Bowl at the end of the year, they beat Michigan. And I think Michigan was like a five-loss team.
So 7-5 coming
in. But they were the only one that was undefeated.
Was it?
They were the only team that went undefeated. So they were like, national champion. We're like, woo! I see the trophy. It's in the case.
It's there. You got one.
So, like, you know. You know, Washington always says, like, Oregon, Washington, like, oh, you have half a championship. Yeah. Whatever, we have a full one.
You got a full one.
You got a full one.
So I tell Oregon all the time, suck it, Oregon.
Yeah, you're
national
right.
National champion BYU Cougars.
What can you say?
Part of me as an Oregon fan, I'm like, why do we have to get good in the era where you actually have to go win the national championship game? Can't we just go undefeated and go play, like, Illinois in the Rose Bowl and then just take one?
Yeah, exactly. Hey,
claim it. Put it on.
That's
them.
Over with.
Well, it's harder than ever now to win.
Oh, yeah. Significantly.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go win multiple games.
It is brutal what you have to go through.
All right, well, I've been teasing it for 30 minutes. Let's start talking about the other games.
Oh, yeah.
Also, one angle, and I want to ask you guys if we feel like, and now this is a little foreshadowing, but if this trend could come to an end this year, I'll tell you what that trend is, some of the numbers behind it. We'll start breaking down the other matchups in the quarterfinals next on The Fam.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Is the Tullamore Dew Orange Bowl preview show on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, as we start diving into some of these other games in the quarterfinals outside of the Oregon-Texas Tech game, obviously excited for that Orange Bowl preview show brought to you by Tullamore Dew. When it's tailgate time, it's totally time. There is a trend going on now. I believe it started, the last time this did not happen was Auburn. So, of course, sorry to bring up a bad memory, Duck fans.
Michael Dyer was down.
Yeah, he was.
14 consecutive years. Now, this stat would have held if Oregon had won that game and Dyer was down.
You realize if he was down, that game wasn't over.
Hey.
I love that Oregon fans somehow thinks that if that...
nonsense out of here. We would have got a pick six next play.
Yeah, exactly right.
Dominant all
game.
Cam Newton sucked, all right? He wasn't very good in college, right? Right? No, wait, that's wrong. But since that, we've had now 14 straight years where no team under a 50% blue chip ratio has won a national championship. Yeah. Now, the only one, TCU got close, and then they lost by 60. Yeah. Washington, I think, fell into this category, and they got to a title game and lost. Yeah. Do you know there are three teams in the playoffs who do not meet the blue chip threshold criteria?
Well, Indiana's going to be one of them.
And then the other one is Texas Tech, who Oregon is playing, and then Ole Miss. So for people who don't know blue chip, that's 4 or 5-star recruits, basically the foundation of your roster.
Ole Miss, have to be
over 50% of 4 or 5-star kids. We have 14 straight years where that's the threshold. Nobody under that since Auburn. Yeah. And Oregon was also under it in that national championship game. The numbers on the teams remaining, Ohio State 89%. Alabama, 89% of the roster, so they're tied. Georgia, 84% of the roster. Oregon is 78% of the roster, and Miami is 64% of the roster.
And this is why I don't believe that Texas Tech, to me, is a championship team. I like Texas Tech.
You said that earlier.
I said it earlier.
Yeah, you did.
I just don't think I think it's a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
And more often than not, that one trick gets exposed eventually, maybe not against Oregon, somewhere down the line. And what did that Auburn team have that Texas Tech doesn't have? They have one of the greatest college players that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Cam Newton was incredible.
Maybe the best quarterback of all time.
And, and believe it or not, in that game, it wasn't Cam Newton that won. It was the other guy on the other side of the ball was Nick Fairley.
Yeah, Nick Fairley.
Who was also an unworldly player. So they had a Superman on both sides of the ball.
Right.
And so most of the time you get exposed. And I love Indiana. I think Indiana proved something to me this year. Obviously, you beat Ohio State. You beat Oregon.
Let's start with that game. Where are you guys at on that Indiana? That's a game that follows Oregon tomorrow.
They're going to beat Alabama because I don't think Alabama is very good.
Yeah,
I think Alabama is – I think it started under Saban. When you look at what Alabama is known for, and I go back to that Michigan game with Jalen Milroe, right? How did that game end? With Michigan not being able to – or excuse me, Alabama not being able to pick up a couple yards.
Right.
That team was built on, for all that they had going on, but that team was largely built on O-line and running backs. From Landry Dickerson and all these guys, and Ryan Kelly,
so
and
them,
all these O-linemen, and Trent Richardson, and Mark Ingram, and T.J. Yeldon,
Derrick Henry,
and Najee Harris.
Right.
I'm telling you, Proctor is a farce of an O-lineman. They said that was the best O-lineman coming into the country. He's not the best O-lineman on that team. Jam Miller would not play at Oregon. He just wouldn't. They cannot run the ball. Ty Simpson is a good quarterback when given time, and they have some good receivers.
He's also just living. That's a tough world to live in when you get no help and you just pin yours back and get after
it. So I think that Indiana is going to put Alabama in a blender.
Hmm.
I don't think that Alabama's offense is going to be able to do much, and Indiana may not have the stars. And I do think that down the road, Indiana is going to get got simply because of the depth, and they're already down their two best defensive linemen from the start of the year. But against Alabama, I think they're going to put Alabama in a blender. I think Indiana beats them.
But does the wet surface create problems for Indiana?
Could be.
Because they're a spread team, right?
Yep.
They like to run. But now you're playing on grass in the wet surface.
Wet surface.
Slows you down.
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to think of where the advantage goes there because Alabama can't run the football either way. So does that muddy it up that neither team can run the football? Does that make it, nullify a strength?
And they get a little healthier. I think they were down 13 guys against Georgia. Some of those guys are coming back. Their bestie lineman's back. So Alabama may be getting healthy. The highs and lows of Alabama are maddening, and I just don't believe a team that can't block and can't run the ball. I have a hard time picking you to go against a team in Indiana that when we've seen...
That's an offensive lineman speaking.
Yeah.
He wants to run the football.
I do.
That's true. That's true. You're right.
And Indiana's defense...
You're right.
And this is why, like I said, if Oregon played Indiana again... I think it could be a different game. They put Dante Moore in a blender. Their rotational safeties and stuff they do on defense, they make it really hard for people.
They confuse the hell out of
And they confuse the hell out of Dante Moore, and they confuse the hell out of Julian Sain. Julian Sain's the most accurate quarterback in NCAA history, and they held Ohio State to 10 points.
Right.
Some of that was obviously they shot themselves in the foot and missed field goals, but Indiana makes it hard for you. I have not seen Alabama's offense show me in 2 months' time that they are going to string together and finish drives. And so I have a hard time thinking that Alabama beats them. We're thinking this is Alabama, like old school Alabama.
They're not the old.
No,
not even close.
I look at their line play and I look at their back play, and it doesn't seem elite to me. And I think Indiana has an advantage in that. It's weird to say, but I believe that to be true.
It's so straight. I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head around that.
Me too.
I remember when Oregon lost to Indiana, I had a buddy, diehard. I lived with him all four years down at Oregon. He texted me. He was like, how do we live in a world where Indiana's not better than us in football? And I'm like, they beat us on the day. So you give them like
they were more physical.
They were more physical.
I
and it's
did
just
not
like,
think that
how did they beat Ohio State?
And then they did it. I did it again.
How did they beat Ohio State?
That's the best team in the country. I still think Ohio State's going to win the whole thing, but Indiana got them. So I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it because again, there shouldn't be enough talent there at Indiana, but. You beat Oregon and you beat Ohio State. Watch me shut up now and give Cignetti credit.
Kurt Cignetti, when he was hired, did that whole we're going to beat Michigan's ass and we're going to beat Ohio State's ass. Everybody's like, who the hell is this guy from James Madison?
Google me.
He had another one this week. So he was asked at their press conference about the mystique of Alabama. Like, you guys are playing Alabama. You're Indiana. Alabama. How's that going to go? And when he was asked about the mystique and convincing his players you're playing this Alabama team and not the,
old
Bear Bryant's, right? And his quote was, quote, you know probably more about the mystique than they do. Our guys just know what they see on tape.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
All right.
So
that's right. He is so true.
I don't know how a school like Alabama has this level of running back play.
Though that man, Texas this year, could not run the football to save their lives. It's just weird how you can't.
And if there's one thing that can stop Ohio State, they don't run the ball very well either. Just saying.
So that one's tomorrow. We'll see what the weather looks like. It looks like it could be wet in L.A. for the Rose Bowl. It's raining for the parade in the morning. They're hoping maybe just passing showers, but they got a tarp all over the field and the whole thing. So to Anthony's point, you know, maybe that muddies it up a little bit. And you could get wonky turnovers, right, in those kind of conditions and drop a punt. Or
a little sloppy.
Whatever the case.
If Ty Simpson has time and they have some nice receivers.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
If Ty Simpson has time and can get comfortable in a pocket, they can sling it around.
Yeah.
I really like the way Indiana plays defense.
I do, too.
I am
talk about all-time devastating impressed. Injuries, too. That Stephen Daly injury at the end of the Big Ten title game. High-fiving a fan and you bust your – I mean, just –
And that's what I wonder. Do they have the depth to sustain? If you get another injury against Bama, you know, it's like the depth is not there at Indiana and Ole Miss and some of those schools and Texas Tech. Texas Tech plays three linebackers. Just by the way, just keep an eye on this. Tech plays three linebackers. They do not sub. The only time they go to nickel is to rest linebackers. They do not have another linebacker that plays in that system.
That's a lot of snaps.
If one of those guys gets hurt, and it happens.
Yeah,
right?
Go down.
If one of their linebackers goes down, it is problematic. They at least they can rotate some guys on the D line, but they do not run linebacker rotation. Yeah. So just keep an eye on it.
Interesting storyline to keep an eye on in the playoffs. So the three teams not on the list: Texas Tech, Indiana, as I mentioned, and Ole Miss is the other one. They're below a 50% blue chip ratio. So it could signal a new trend. Indiana wins a national title. You say that doesn't matter as much as it used to anymore. And you got portal guys, and you're finding diamonds in the rough. And you know maybe it's not the end all be all stat, but it's been ironclad for 14 going on 15 years now that you got to be over that threshold to win. Oregon is one of the five teams remaining who is over that threshold. Let's get to the game tonight. I can't wait for it. And then do we give Ole Miss any chance with all the chaos going around that one? That one's tomorrow down in New Orleans. Do we give them any chance to win that one? We'll dive into the other two games coming up next. But first, here's Russ with SportsCenter.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Is the Tullamore Dew Orange Bowl preview show on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
Well, the Big Ten's going to take one on the chin, it looks like. Michigan and Texas. Been a fun, entertaining game. Some calls that we were like, I don't know which way that's going to go. Bryce Underwood just threw a pick. Arch had a breakaway touchdown, so that's going on. Somebody's going to get Cheez-Its dumped on their head, and it sounds like it'll be Steve Sarkisian, who might take that way too seriously. Let's get to the game tonight, guys. I think it's the biggest spread, if I'm not mistaken, in the quarterfinal round. I think it's tonight, 7.5. Let's see where the line's tomorrow. I know Oregon's 2.5. It's gone up just slightly tomorrow.
Yeah, it's 2.5. Oregon. Alabama, Indiana is 7.
Okay.
And Ole Miss, Georgia, 6. And then Miami, Ohio State, 7.5.
So all three games are.
And that line has gone down 2 points.
Which one are we talking about?
The Ohio State, Miami. It started out this morning was at 9.5.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So money coming in on my. You know, look, I think the thing on this game is that in order just to be on the same field and have a chance, you have to be able to go toe to toe with the line of scrimmage with Ohio State. And Miami has the ability to do that.
Yeah.
But then Carson Beck's your quarterback. And is he going to throw 5 picks in this game? Is he, you know, what was his final numbers in the A&M game? He threw for like 102 yards and he couldn't do anything.
To be fair in that, there was like 25 mile an hour winds.
Very true.
And that's like, true. Part of it. No one wanted to throw the ball. But yes, I mean, I hate that I have to defend Carson Beck because he's everything that's wrong with college football. Why you're paying that guy $3 million? He wasn't good at Georgia. He's not good at Miami. And yet, here we are. Now, let me start it on paying quarterbacks. Hey, Texas, cool. You paid a kid $5 million to win the Cheez-It Bowl. How's that Bryce Underwood?
By the way, return on investment's coming back, baby.
Bryce Underwood, you gave 4 to go there. Bryce Underwood will be the quarterback at Oregon in 2 years.
Yeah.
But they got the money to spend.
You got the money to spend.
They're spending it.
Yeah. Spending it, baby.
If I got the money, I'm going to spend it.
I think why people think Miami is it can be in this is the two games that Ohio State has, I don't know if you want to say struggled in, won the Texas game where they scored 14 and then the Indiana game where they scored 10.
Yeah.
In Miami's defense, Ohio State's weakness is running the football, right? They don't run the ball that well. They've got a little better with it with Bo Jackson and some defenses have been able to confuse Julian Sand. Both of those, Texas and Indiana gave them problems. And Miami, their strength of their team is the defensive side of the ball. And so I think there's the idea that maybe you can keep Ohio State down. Ohio State's going to be healthier at receiver.
Yeah.
But I think that pass rush, I think the idea is can you force Ohio State to play it kind of conservative and play a close game? I don't think many people think Miami's going to win, but I think the idea of Miami being able to keep it close
and drag them into the deep end.
And drag them into the deep end. And Ohio State has shown they don't mind playing a game that's close to the vest. They don't need to sit there and try to win in a shootout because they have the best defense in the country. So I think the idea is this could be a close game simply because I don't think Ohio State's going to panic. If Mario Cristobal wants to play Mario Ball, I think Ryan Day is happy to play Mario Ball in this and knowing that he has the better team.
Well, Miami, they have talent.
Yeah.
They have a talent across the board. I think what they do is they beat themselves most of the time.
Yeah.
They always make penalties. They always do things that are just not right. Like, what is going on?
That's kind of been Mario's MO as a head coach.
He's so his time at when Oregon. You're playing a good football team like Ohio State, you can't do that.
No.
You can't beat yourself and then try to beat a team that's really almost better than you. But they have talent. So if which Miami team shows up, I think that's the question.
Yeah.
Well, like, why did they – when I was watching the A&M game, okay, so we got 25-mile-an-hour winds. No one can throw the ball. Texas A&M can't throw it. You can't throw it. Why aren't you running ball? The Fletcher only had like 17 carries.
Yeah, finally broke the long one.
In the second half, they were like, "Oh yeah, I think we can run the ball." Like Mario Cristobal not like committing to run the ball. I don't know. I just don't have any faith in close. And I don't mean to, you know, I just don't have any faith in Mario Cristobal in close games.
Yeah.
Until that guy proves to me that
management and timeouts and all that stuff.
And A&M, I don't buy.
Yeah.
So and ultimately, I still think Ohio State's the best team in the tournament.
Yeah.
And even that because. Obviously, when I look at that Indiana game, Ohio State had the ball 4 times inside the red zone. I think they came away with 3 points.
Yep.
They're not going to do that every time. If Ohio State plays their A game, I really believe this. Everyone else is playing for second place.
Yeah, they can flex on you.
But, you know, you got to bring.
But you got to play.
You got to
bring it.
Yep.
You got to play.
It's only one game.
Because this is a great rematch. The best college football team, well, two of the best college football teams ever. One was that Nebraska team with Tommy Frazier and all those guys.
Yeah.
And the other one was those Miami teams that should have won back-to-back championships. They won one, and the second half of that, you can make the argument that's the most talented team in college football history. And what happened? They lost to Ohio State. Because on that give, they play the game 10 times. They win 9 of them.
Yep.
You have to show up and play. Weird things can happen. And I think Ohio State's the best team. I think they're the most complete team. But if you don't show up and play, Indiana nicks you.
Yeah.
You know,
talent doesn't equal to championships. You have to play, you know, as a group, as a unit. And that's what Ohio State does well. They have talent, but they play as a group and for 4 quarters.
Right.
You don't have ups and downs throughout the game. Because when you have ups and downs throughout the game, you're playing somebody who's pretty good, then you'll never catch up.
You'll find a way to shoot yourself in the foot eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, to that point, too, being able to beat anybody. Look at that Ohio State team last year. I mean, they lost to Michigan in the last game of the regular season. Imagine saying watching them in that moment that team's going to blow everybody out on their way to a title game.
I think Ohio State has a little bit of that. When I watched that Big Ten game, and this I don't mean to sound like an apologist. It felt like Ohio State didn't really care.
They were also going through the Heartline stuff where he had just taken the job and he was doing an interview. And
I just kind of feel like after that game, when
that
they
game
lost,
meant more to Indiana than it did to Ohio State.
When Indiana was celebrating and Ohio State just kind of had that, whatever, like we're smile, we'll see you again. And I just, something tells me that with Carnell Tate being healthy and a couple weeks to prepare, something tells me that Ohio State may turn, you know, much like we saw last year and the switch got flipped. Yeah. Something tells me that we may see a switch flipped, and we'll see. Miami can win this game, but Miami is not going to beat Ohio State significantly.
No.
I think there's a chance that Ohio State blows their doors off.
Yeah. Well, I think they have the ability to do that against anybody. Yeah.
Yes.
Especially to Anthony's point, too, of a Miami team. Like, you look at the two games they lost in the regular season this year. The Louisville game at home, I want to say Carson Beck threw four picks in that game. It wasn't anything in the defense. He just kind of like stopped turning the ball up, and it was a one-possession game.
I know.
And he threw four picks. Yes. And then the SMU game, they had him on the ropes late, and they committed a personal foul against the quarterback on, like, fourth down after the whistle blew, gave him an automatic first down, and they go on to score, and then they win the game in overtime.
That's
and
it's a coach killer.
They
man.
Do a lot of that stuff where you're just shooting yourself in the foot. The thing about Mario that's interesting, I agree with you guys 100% on his, you know, game management and clock man, all that stuff. He does have the ability to get his guys up for big games.
Sure.
Like, I worry about him more about in the games where you're like laying in the weeds, the 3-9 Stanford, if you will, the week after beating Ohio State.
Yeah.
You're like, you're just, what the hell was that? Yeah. But he has done that in the past, but Ohio State's the best team in the tournament. Yeah. And if they flex on you, I'm with Sook that could get lopsided. We'll see. Hopefully it's a good game to start the weekend tonight. Anything on Ole Miss Georgia for you guys? Anything there? I have a hard time seeing it.
They played once before. It was a somewhat close game.
It was a fun game, high scoring.
They won by 8 points. Yeah. Georgia had 8 real possessions in that game. They scored eight times.
Yeah.
And two of those were Georgia mistakes where they ended up having kicking field goals. Yeah. And the only reason was Ole Miss was able to score with Georgia. Yeah. Georgia has gotten healthier. Georgia has gotten better on defense. And I can't believe without Lane Kiffin and all this stuff that they're going to score on all the possessions. And Ole Miss's defense is not very good. It has not been very good all year. I have a hard time with that. I'm a Kirby Smart fan,
and he, I'm impressed with what he does with the kids. I really am. And so you're talking blowing the doors off somebody. That's the most likely candidate for me. Exactly right. Yeah.
The Ole Miss story, like, I'm rooting for those players, man. That's hell to go through. Your coach leaves you and all that drama going on. And now he's trying to come back into the stadium with the governor of the state. What are we doing? Nonsense. He showed up, by the way, Lane did. Speaking of, let's trash him a little bit more. He showed up to the LSU Bowl game. Do you see this story? He did an interview on ESPN to get his moment. And he's like, hey, Lane, you know, watching the LSU game. And then fans saw he just walked out of the stadium and left. He didn't even watch a game.
No.
This new team player. I mean, I don't know how many of the guys will still be on the team next year. I imagine a decent amount of them because they got good players, but he just snaked his way out.
Something different.
I want nothing more than that thing to go into the side of the mountain. Remember we said the same thing with Brian, when Brian Kelly got there. Like Lincoln Riley, I'm like, well, look out. Brian Kelly's a really good coach, and they can win. Look at LSU over the last handful of seasons. Dude, it's –
yeah.
Just be careful. Be careful putting
nothing is ever guaranteed.
Be careful putting LSU into a national title next year.
Give it time.
Hope y'all had a shitty day.
Thanks, Brian. Well, one more segment to go for us. Let's wrap it up. Some final thoughts on the Oregon Texas Tech game. We'll send you right into the pregame show of that Miami Ohio State game tonight. We'll see if we get a good one to kick off, or I should say, end the calendar year before New Year's Day begins the rest of the quarterfinal games tomorrow. Last segment for us next on the Fam.
This is the Tullamore Dew Orange Bowl preview show on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, The Fan.
All right, last one for us today. So we send you on your way into the kickoff of the quarterfinals. This was an Orange Bowl preview show brought to you by our great friend, the Tullamore Dew. When it's tailgate time, it is Toldy time. Original Irish whiskey. You guys want to give some score predictions? Huh? You want to get wonky and weird?
Oh,
you want to get kinky?
Go.
What do we think tomorrow? Huh? Lines 2.5. Now, it opened 1.5. It's come up a little bit, but not a lot of movement in that one. I do think I'm imagining some sharps like them. I saw some stat metrics that give Texas Tech the advantage to win because of how good their defensive line is. Like, I'd be surprised if it was a blowout either way. I'm just hoping all games end up being good. If Oregon ends up blowing them out, I won't complain about that. But I just hope we get fun, entertaining. Give me into the fourth quarter, and then somebody pulls away, they pull away. That's fine. But like the Alabama-Oklahoma game, that was thrilling. You're down 17-0, then they come back and ended up being a lopsided final score. Do we think Oregon gets it done tomorrow?
I think you've heard me all along. I like Texas Tech. I respect Texas Tech. Oregon's a better team top to bottom. if we're going position group by position group, the only position group I think that hasn't, well, D-line and linebackers.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like a giant advantage. Oregon has a good D-line. I think Texas Tech's linebackers are a lot better than Oregon's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's a big advantage there. And on the defensive line, I think there's a slight advantage. But everywhere else, tight ends, secondary, corners, receivers. And at the end of the day, I keep going back to this. When we talk about the NFL, the number one position that we always talk about is quarterback. And I think you have the number one pick in the draft or the number two pick in the draft if he comes out in Dante Moore, and you have a guy in Texas Tech and Morton that is probably playing his last meaningful game of football. Mm-hmm. I don't see how – can Texas Tech win? Sure. Yep. But I just don't see how I could pick that. So I think this will be low scoring. I think we've seen Oregon's offense get ground down this year by some teams. This is the best defense they're going to play.
Yeah.
This has like a – I don't know. This has a 24-17 feel to it to me, 21-17, something like that. But I'll go 24. I'll go 24-17. I think Oregon wins.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
That's where I go with this. And maybe Oregon scores late and pops it. But sure. I don't think this is going to be a game that's going to be played in a track meet. And I think Lanning is okay playing this thing close to the vest.
Yeah.
I don't think he is afraid. And I think they're going to keep everything from Texas Tech in front of him. So that's where I'll go with it.
I look at it this way. You know, between the two teams, who has the best football player in college? And that's right now Dante Moore. I mean, I'm going to go with the guy who touches the ball every offensive snap. He's the Oregon's quarterback. He can do some things with it, and he's scary good. And then he has a supporting cast. No disrespect to Texas Tech. They can play, but they haven't been there before. They haven't really played anybody, but yet they're still good. Watching film, yes, they run to the football. They have explosion players. They can get down the field. They got speed. Oregon's better.
Yeah,
you know, as a group, as a unit, and it takes three phases to win football games: offense, defense, and special teams.
We talk all about special teams.
We never talk about special teams.
They've been pretty important for Oregon this year.
You know, with Malik Benson at the punt returner, the kickoff guys, Noah Winnington.
They made a 50-yard field goal this year. I never in my life thought I'd see Oregon make a 50-yard field goal.
And I never talk about kickers, but Oregon has some good kickers.
They do.
So I'm gonna go 31-24.
Okay, yeah. A little more high scoring than some.
Yes,
Texas Tech has a really bad red zone offense, and Oregon, if there is one bugaboo, is they have a bad red zone defense.
They do.
And so that'll be a big deal.
Weakness versus weakness. Weakness versus weakness. Right? Yeah.
I mean, Texas Tech kicked 11 field goals against BYU in their two games. That needs to be better.
Yeah.
And Oregon needs to bow their back. And so that's just one of those things to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
You know, explosive plays. Obviously, both teams want explosive plays. But if this does get played in the phone booth and you get down inside the red zone, who gets a 7 versus a 3? Who ends up going for it on fourth down? Both of these teams do not have a problem going for it on fourth down.
Is this one of those
that we look back and be like, my God, it was 4th and 2. Kick the field goal to go up. You go for it on one side or the other.
Something like that could end up being a big deal.
Well, you have nothing to lose now. You don't go for anything. You're going for points.
Yeah, aggressive.
Yes.
It is. Yeah, I think one of the stats I've been keeping an eye on in Lanning's career, I want to say the number now is 41-0 when he's given up less than 30 points in a game. The only games he's ever lost at Oregon are over 30. Now that's all trends are made to die at some point, right? So at some point, somebody's going to beat him. But that's the one that I go back to of like, can they keep Texas Tech under 30? I like their chances to do that. And at that point, you just trust Lanning.
I love their chances. Right. I just telling you, Texas Tech's offense is not.
No. Not a world beater.
It's not great. Not a world beater, man.
Defense scares me a little bit, though. They got a good defense.
The only other big concern I have that I've been kind of lingering, it's stuck with me all year. Oregon is an interesting team in terms of they have an unbelievable ability to allow teams to hang around. And just like you look at the Penn State game, they were the better team in that game for 90% of it. And all of a sudden, it's 17-17, and you're going to overtime. They led the entire game at Iowa, and all of a sudden, you got the ball with 1:50 to go, and you're losing. Yeah. You're like, wait, what the hell? We've been up by 8 the entire game. Yep. The USC game, they had so many drives to put that thing away and make it a 3-4 score game, and said it's still like, they're still around. And then even the Washington game, it's like 13-0, you're dominating, you give them a touchdown at the end of the first half. So they let teams hang around a little bit. Put a boot on a throat. That's what I'm going to see tomorrow. How about that? Let's do that, baby. Hey, well, this is fun, boys. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, yes, right back at you. Look at this, man.
A little 3-hour fun.
Let's set up for next year when I'm down in Eugene.
Let's go, baby.
I got to get some duck gear first.
Get duck hunting.
I got something for you. I got something for you.
I've opened up every Christmas present I got was a new duck sweatshirt, a new duck hat. At least people know what I like. You know, thanks, man. Keep repping the brand, baby. Happy New Year to everybody. The pregame show will be on tomorrow morning, bright and early. I'm sure everybody will be listening live at 5 o'clock in the morning for a 9 a.m. kickoff between Oregon and Texas Tech.
Let's call that 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Thank you. I know what's going on here. here, Russ. I read my email. Thanks for everybody for tuning in today. Have a great time. The podcast will be up on the Primetime page if you want to go check the rest of the show. For Suk, for Anthony Newman, Jeff Russ, I'm Andrew Johnson. Thanks, everybody. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.